Right. It's been a great blessing this week to have Worku and Hallelujah here. We've got to spend many a meal together and fellowship with them. And for those of you who do not know, he's here for a very significant, important reason. He has a tumor that's wrapped around his pituitary gland right here. And so what they have to do is go in through the sinus cavity, through the base of the brain, as I'm told. I'm not a medical doctor, but they give me a little glimpse here and there of what they're going to do. Take a biopsy from there. Immediately they'll check to find out if it's malignant or benign, but then they're going to proceed with removing what they can. He has occasional, I guess a good word might be like a little seizure, almost looks like what we would call a TIA, where he just freezes and doesn't remember what happened. Sandy was speaking at the leadership conference in February, and that happened to him on the platform. He could no longer translate, and he sat down, and then, of course, by the afternoon, he was better. But he is here because, Lord willing, either God is going to completely heal you of the tumor and it will be completely gone, or he's going to heal you through the medical field, which is still his hand upon you. It's the doctor's hands, but it's the Lord who guides the doctor's hands, and that will be removed. And if that doesn't happen, I just have some really great news for you. You will be in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you win every single day, no matter what happens. But we're praying for many more fruitful days of ministry. We really are. He is a wonderful man of God. If you've ever heard his testimony, it is powerful. He came to know Christ when he was in Ethiopia, of course, born and raised there. I understand you don't even really know the year you were born. Is that correct? You know? Oh.
By the family.
Okay, you were told by the family.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, they date things differently. If you think of how they dated things in the Bible, you know, like Isaiah said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Well, that's kind of how they date there as well. And their time, and when they tell time, it is Ethiopian time, which is the biblical method of time. So that Ethiopian eunuch had an incredible influence on your country. But I love this man and his wife, Hallelujah. I've been to their home. We've fellowshipped. I've preached at the leadership conference. He loves our Lord Jesus Christ. You'll sense that beautiful Ethiopian accent. Listen very carefully. Just be patient, and it'll all start to come together. And we are so thankful that he is here. If you're wondering if you can help him out, the answer is yes. On the back of your sermon notes, if you look there, there'll be two ways in which you can do it. You can write a check to Overwhelmed by Grace, and then in the little memo there put African Pastors Fund. And then there's also a CrowdRise, which is a non-profit, small fee associated with it, but it's not too bad. But it's CrowdRise, and it's on the back of your sermon notes here if you wish to help him out. So we're going to give him a welcome when he comes up. Now, we're going to do this Ethiopian style, okay? So when you get ready to preach in Ethiopia, they clap, but they clap at a rapid pace, not like applause, but as an anticipation. So are you ready? Let me start it off, and then you follow along, okay? It goes like this.
Thank you. All right. Good morning. It is a great joy for me and for my wife to be here for one more time, and this time we were highly taken care by you and the many great families welcomed us to their homes and feed us as the queen and the kings. So we were wondering in our life that this week was a great and a special week that we both were taken care by your great love. Thank you so much. Since we are leaving tomorrow back to Arizona, I want to thank you and appreciate for whatever you have done, prayers for my health and support and feeding us, loving us, was a great love of the Lord that you showed to us. And I was thinking, do you know the day Jesus took those three disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration, and they saw a new thing, and they asked Jesus, it is better for us to be here. Would we build three houses here that we may not go down? But for us, because we are messengers of the Lord, we cannot say that, but it seems like that, the way you treated us. Thank you so very much, and we highly appreciate everything. And please continue pray for this health problem that our pastor Mike told you a few minutes ago. Well, this health problem is not what I am sensing when it is not appeared. I am free, I am healthy. Okay? For the last 2 months now, I haven't sensed anything. So, we prayed to the Lord. If we pray one time or two times, that's enough. Jesus is here and here already. He knows everything. The well, the great, the best place is the place where we are gathered with him. So we live here for a while. Dr. Warren asked with great faith that I must live more 25 years. All 25 years with great conscience, preaching, teaching, leading, and driving too. Not sitting and snoring. If I'm not doing that, I don't want to bother the other people sleeping in bedroom and somebody has to roll me there. Because the Lord Jesus Christ had suffered enough for us. We don't need to be suffered. That is my prayer. I'm sorry to say that, but that is my prayer. And so I'm very happy this morning, and I am under a limited time of Western style. So I have to be subject to that. And you know the place that I'm going to preach, I really gave that place to Pastor Mike. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 up to 50. I'm not reading all those places because you know very well. Those places most of time were highly read or preached during the Christmas. But now I am going to see that, and then we want to get something that which we can relate to it toward our lives here. Church of Jesus Christ is having the same call. So many people had been called by God's grace to do the mission God called them to do. There were many great people from the time of Adam to this day. We know that Hebrew chapter 11 brings the details of those few people. And it says, no time and I can to put all the details. And most of you will be under that detail by the grace of the Lord. And now God used many people for his purpose. Many great people, those God called and accomplished his purposes through their life. So you can call those place if you go to chapter 11, Hebrew. They said they wrote Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and so Peter, Paul. So you can, I mean, Billy Graham, Gesbeth, you can name it many. But at the beginning of the New Covenant, New Testament, excuse me, Angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee. To the girl that lived in the city of Nazareth, whose name was Virgin Mary, and pledged to a man whose name was Joseph. And then this girl had received or heard a great unexpected news. And nobody had greeted her like that before. Nobody. Even nobody had gave great attention to her before that. Now God sent the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. They have their, I don't know, I mean, I'm not judging, but the way they describe about Mary, her dad and the mom took her and put in the temple to pray there and to learn the Torah. And she was there, and her teacher was explaining to her when she prayed and after the prayer, teaching the book of Isaiah. And he came to the chapter 9, and here is a virgin that's going to give birth for Emmanuel. And he will be a great, a counselor, a great. And then Mary was astonished, and she said, if I knew in my time that lady that gave birth to the Emmanuel, I will take all my clothes and go to her house and wash all every day, kneel down and wash her legs, wash her clothes, sweep her house, and I will serve her because she is giving birth for Emmanuel. That is how they put to give attention to Mary, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. It's not found in our Bible. So it's okay. I mean, I don't care if they said about that, but they say like this, and God saw her heart and he called her to be that girl to give birth to Emmanuel. So Gabriel came to her and said, "Hey, greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary asked the angel Gabriel, "How will this be happened to me since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered to her like this, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." Okay? "And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Okay? Now, you have to be very careful. I am going to ask you to convert all those things toward you. Okay? To convert. Okay? To convert to your life. And I will tell the whole things, and then conversation will be done, I think, immediately by each of us. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. I'm the servant of the Lord." I was very pleased last night when Dr. Warren explained, you know, the great short explanation and the message. He called many people, but he never said any other name. When God called, he said, "My servant, Moses, my servant, Elijah, my servant, so and so on, my servant." So she said, Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Okay, now, this is a day that she was called saint. During the visit of Mary with her relative Elizabeth, when Mary greeted just on the entrance of the door, and immediately Elizabeth knows her voice, that was her relative Mary, and she cried out. The Holy Spirit entered to Elizabeth and brought a justification, or the message was what she received from Saint Gabriel was accurately true, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And now Mary, when she combined the message of Gabriel and talk of Elizabeth, she said, That is true. We in Ethiopia, we say like this. In Ethiopia, we speak like this. We can speak like this. Do you do this? Do you do this in here? We speak? That's agreement. When we do not agree? And she said, How did he speak like this? Speak like this? The same way Gabriel told me. And she said, the thing is true now. It's okay. So then she starts to talk because her life had been completely changed with the messages only. And she said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble state of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. Blessed because of whom? The generation will call her blessed. Today, two churches in the world, they said, our mother. I don't care if the mother of Jesus, if she is the mother of us, it's okay for me, no problem. But they said, Mary, our mother, because she gave birth to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the generation will call me a blessed. Because of whom? Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes? Yeah, because of him. Okay, now you are now start to convert. Do you know the work of a chemist or a physics? You know, this is equal to this, and this is equal to that. You know, you convert. So I will read more verses. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. That is why the whole generation, the coming generation, will call me a blessed. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. Okay, now let us discuss among ourselves. Both ways. Yes, not one way, both ways. Okay. Yeah? Good. Let me ask you a question. Okay. Okay now. Gabriel, Saint Gabriel went to Mary. Okay. Jesus came to us, right? Agreed upon. Jesus came to us. Jesus spoke to us. So, it's not Gabriel, it is Jesus. He came to us and he lived among us. He talked to us. He showed a great modern life when he sojourned from Galilee to Judea, living among us and telling us the whole things about the kingdom of the Lord. He spoke to us. Okay, then what happened? Through his death and the resurrection, we are called to be his sons and daughters. And the Holy Spirit had been sent to us after his ascension. And we have this great part of Trinity to lead us, to remind us the all the teaching of the Lord for His glory. So Jesus was teaching and He said this. He said, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Okay. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. Okay? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. John 14:15-16. Let me read the last verse from John 14, verse 23. It says like this. Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Okay. Have you done the conversation? Did you convert the whole thing, teaching, the whole saying of Jesus Christ to your life? Because here is now, Jesus was conceived in Mary. Is he conceived in you? Is he conceived in you? Good! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! He is conceived! He is conceived! You conceived Jesus! Wherever you go, to the market, to the school, universities, to the business places, to the in the communities, you are moving, conceiving Jesus Christ. You have conceived Jesus. That's what he said. He did this. Yeah, he said, we will come to him and make our home with him. So you can read these kind of verses many places. This is not that we are then going to proclaim, because he is in us, and now we cannot keep quiet. You know, we cannot keep quiet. We have to speak. We have to testify. We have to declare. Because Jesus is in us, and he is a living God. Not only is there similarity between Mary and us. Yes. Mary gave birth. But we, our birth is proclaiming the good news, reaching people, and speaking and doing his ministry, and expanding his kingdom, and living the life that, a great life that shows a difference in our life. So people will understand. These people, what are these people? When we hate, they love us. When we do wrong, they do good to us. And when they walk, they are smiling. Their hand When you shake somebody's hand, you are not shaking him only with your hands. You are shaking with the hands of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is in you. He is in you until you are transformed, until you are glorified. He is there. You are not giving birth and remain empty. Because Jesus is in you. Jesus Christ came to us, lived among us. And so, because of this, we are favored one. Yes? We are favored one. Amen. Yes. Are you a favored one?
Yes.
Because of Jesus, you are a favored one. He is with us, Emmanuel. Yes? Yes. Have we fear in his calling us? No. No fear. You know? We are really liberated in him. Well, we were singing about death was conquered, you know? Everything. Five enemies. All the enemies are defeated. First, our enemy is Satan. Second, disobedient. The third, death. Okay? And then, the fourth is, our last enemy? When you take your beloved ones, when he is out of his tent, you are putting him in the womb of the grave until the day of resurrection. So, it is not easy to put your beloved in the womb. So that is defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. We sang here the resurrection. We will be resurrected back to our original body. So, we have found favor with God. We are already conceived Jesus. And we enjoy the eternity of our God. The Holy Spirit has come upon us. He empowered us. And he strengthened us. And the Holy Spirit give growth to us toward Jesus Christ. Because it is the Holy Spirit that take care of us that we may grow in him. Yes. This is wonderful, and we and Mary, we are much better even than Mary. We are much better. So we praise the Lord. We are going to testify, speak. I mean, last Sunday when Pastor Mike was giving the word of God, he told us about a man whom he met and talked with him. Do you belong to the family of God? He said, yes. Do you go to the church? I'm looking for a good church, but he's remaining at home on Sunday. And they said, okay, do you give tithe to the Lord? I'm thinking of that. This man has no really great understanding of the life of Jesus Christ. So, We have to testify through our souls in saying, our souls had magnified the Lord, and our spirits had rejoiced in God, our Savior, for he had looked to us, and he called us, and we became his sons and daughters. And until we be glorified, we have to testify. How God is good, how he is a Savior, how he is a Savior of the world, to our friends, to our community, to our neighbors, to our nation, to the whole world. I mean, you can just move while you are sitting on that chair. You can go to the whole world through pleading with the Lord, with this matter of kingdom, with the business of our masters. So Mary is a great lady. You are really a great people, because Jesus came to you and he spoke. He didn't send angel. He didn't send angel Michael to call us. And he came by himself and he spoke to us. And we are really special to him. We are special to him. Amen. We are special to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to finish here because of our boundary. Thank you, Mike.